Just a Minute with Nicholas Parsons.
Welcome to Just a Minute. My name is Nicholas Parsons, and as the minute waltz fades away, once more it is my pleasure to welcome our many listeners throughout the world, but also the four talented, diverse personalities who this week are going to play Just a Minute. We welcome back one of the much-loved players of the game, Peter Jones, one of the highly appreciated and entertaining players of the game, Jenny Eclair, one of the most erudite and sophisticated players of the game, Kit Hesketh-Harvey, and one of the other most amusing players of the game, Stephen Frost. Will you please welcome all four of them? As usual, I am going to ask them to speak on the subject that I give them, and they will try and do that without hesitation, repetition, or deviation. Beside me sits Jane Gibson, who's going to help me keep a score. She's going to hold the stopwatch. She'll blow a whistle when the 60 seconds are up. And this particular edition of Just a Minute is coming from the Oxford Union in this wonderful ancient seat of learning here in the Midlands. And I hope you're going to cheer us on our way as we start the show this week with Kit Hesketh-Harvey. And the subject, Kit, is mother tongue. Tell us something about that subject, starting now.
There is a perfectly disgusting joke which runs, what is the definition of gross? It is when kissing your grandmother to slip her the tongue. But I don't believe that that's what Mr. Mester had in mind when he gave me this subject. He was thinking of the lingua franca, which in my case was Chinyanja, a little spoken dialect in East Africa where I was raised, of which I can remember but one word, Chimbuzi, which means lavatory, a very nebulous concept in that part of the dark continent. I was dispatched over to these islands, thank God, to learn Oxford English, the tongue of Shakespeare and Janet Street Porter, the tongue of Milton and Lloyd Grossman.
Jenny, you pressed your...
Yes, he was being incredibly clever, but then he just ran out of steam.
I understand. Yes, you know. I stopped.
He did what?
He just ran out of steam.
So, what are you saying? He's hesitating?
Yes. He came to a grinding halt.
No, he didn't actually hesitate, Jenny. So, I have to interpret to say, no, it was not hesitation. So, he gets a point for being interrupted. So, Kit, you carry on with the subject, and there are 17 seconds available, starting now.
Monica Lewinsky had the mother of tongues, and I can... only imagine. No, I'm sorry, I really have run out. I can't.
So, Jenny, you got in this time. Yeah, this week did run out.
Thank
hesitation.
You, Jenny.
Right.
Thank you, Jenny.
So, very justifiably, Jenny came in first on the hesitation. Mother tongue with you, Jenny. 9 seconds starting now.
My mother tongue is English, which I speak almost like a native. It also sounds like one of those dodgy fringe productions that you'd go and see and it would be translated from the Russian if you were that low.
Whoever is speaking when the whistle goes gains an extra point on this occasion. It was Jenny Eclair who got another point in the round for a correct challenge, so naturally she's in the lead at the end of that round. Peter Jones, we'd like you to take the next round. The subject, the union. Tell us something about that. 60 seconds starting now.
Well, the only union I can really talk about for any length of time is the Equity, which is the Actors' Union, and I've belonged to it for many years and haven't enjoyed a lot of it. But they have annual meetings which are very rowdy and everybody shows off and is really auditioning for some part that they think they're going to get if the...
Sorry,
you told somebody to interrupt and so I did.
You actually hesitated, Peter.
Yes, I did.
Yes. I know, yes.
I knew I did.
You did. Now, why don't you challenge yourself, then? It's been done before.
That's why it would be repetition.
Kit, a point to you for the challenge of hesitation, and you take over 35 seconds, the union starting now.
What with Scottish devolution almost upon us, the union is in peril. All over the north of England, they're building Anderson shelters, ready for when Moira starts singing again. And we shall have a new union jack, probably with all the charisma of a party conference logo. Farewell to the crosses of St. George, Patrick, and the other one, David. Andrew.
Stephen Frost Channel.
Hesitation there.
There was, yes. 14 seconds. Stephen, correct challenge and the subject, the union, starting now.
I knew a vegetable that used to ride on a bicycle with one wheel. It was called a union, and he got lots of laughs when he did his show. Unlike now, because he...
Please don't challenge.
Is he talking about a vegetable?
Yes, a vegetable.
You see, it was an onion on a unicycle, and it was called a union.
Yes. But I still think it was devious, don't you, Peter?
I do, yes.
Yes, good, right. 6 seconds for you, Peter, the union starting now.
I remember Dame Sybil Thorndike addressing the Equity Union, and she was booed.
At the end of that round, what has happened? Peter Jones speaking as a whistle, when gained the point for doing so, is equal to Stephen Frost. They're just behind, 1 point behind Kitty Harvey, and 1 point behind Jenny Clare's in the lead. It's all very, very close, and Stephen, it's your turn to begin. And the subject is breaking the mould. Tell us something about that in just a minute, if you can, starting now.
A green jelly carrot.
You just knew it, didn't you? The thought of the green jelly or the,
thinking too fast, you see. Do you want me to tell you what I was going to say?
Yes, tell us what you're going to say.
Green jelly rabbit without any ears, because the mould's been broken, you see. And I, and the carrot, the rabbit, and, you know, word of so time.
Jenny, yes, hesitation. Yes. 56 seconds. Breaking the mould starting now.
Yes, it's very easy to break one of those porcelain jelly moulds, especially when you're trying to get said wobbly pudding out of contraption. Bang, bang, wallet,
Yes, you challenged, yes.
Repetition of both bang and wallop.
Yes, you did repeat bang, I'm afraid, yes. Right. 47 seconds, breaking the mould with you, Kit, starting now.
Take That always wanted to break America. We wanted to break their records. But for any actor...
Stephen Frost.
Two breaks.
42 seconds, Stephen, breaking the mould, starting now.
A yellow, myxomatosis-ridden animal with no hearing...
Kit has been hardly challenged.
He stopped again, man.
I know. Talk sense in future, Stephen. It's probably easier. Kit, 37 seconds. Breaking the mould starting now.
Fantastic little theatre in...
Peter Jones challenge.
Well, he hesitated.
Did he? Well, no, he actually made a noise, which was supposed to be a town in Wales.
It sounded like one to me.
No. It didn't sound like one to me, so I'm going to say that was deviation, Peter.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, good. Right. And you have 33 seconds on breaking the mould, starting now.
If you ever open an old tin of jam or jar, you find that there is a mould on the top of it. Now, it's very important to try to get it off before you eat the jam. Otherwise, if you break it...
Kit Hesketh-Harvey challenge.
Too much jam.
There's too much jam. 21 seconds, breaking the mould with you, Kit, starting now.
Well, under the proud boast of Shirley Williams of Crieff, or whether she is now... who was going to break the mould with her Liberal Party SDP spin-off. Where is it now? Where am I now? I'm beginning to wonder.
Stephen Frost has challenged. Peter Jones has challenged. The light
of now.
Yes, I know, but Peter and I came on first, unfortunately.
No, where's she now? Where am I now? That's Peter.
Who's running this show? Listen, all I can tell you is that Stephen's night came on first, so, and then Peter's flashed on immediately after.
Anyway, I was terribly wrong.
But... I know you were, but... So, Stephen, you actually had the correct challenge because you came in first, and there are 8 seconds on breaking the mould starting now.
When I was a little boy, I was in my kitchen's...
So the mould's got
broken. No, wait a minute, darling. What was your challenge? I want to make sure I agree with it.
He hesitated.
Yes, he did hesitate, but you might have said deviation.
Oh, I wouldn't have done that, Nicholas.
No, wait, all right. 5 seconds, breaking the mould, Tony, starting now.
So when the mould gets broken, there's bits of china in the child's jelly. She looks at you as if to say, oh, thanks, Mummy, you've spoiled another birthday party.
So Jenny Clare was speaking then when the whistle went. I think Jane Gibson has been blowing it so vociferously for us. I think her pee in the whistle's got a bit damp, actually, because it wasn't quite so strong that time. But anyway, Kit, it's your turn to begin. Kit Hesketh-Harvey.
Yes.
Oh, what an apt subject for being here in Oxford. Boat race. Tell us something about boat race starting in... A Cambridge man in Oxford. Tell us something about the boat race, Kit, starting now. Hey, you're not going to do it. Peter, you challenge. Peter, 2 seconds, he didn't do anything at all. So that was very quick of you. Well done. Boat race, 58 seconds starting now.
When I watch the boat race live, the only time I've ever done so, usually I see it on television, but I went to Chiswick, and do you know that both sides sank? It was so very rough, and they were...
Kit Esikazar, which one?
Hesitation.
Yes, hesitation, that definitely was. So, boat race, it's back with you, Kit, and you have 44 seconds starting now.
You all know the sort of thing, ape men, little cocks, engaged in... Struggle, it's very homoerotic, the whole thing. Pull, stroke, in, out, as the fumes crack the back strain, and they plunge into each other's quarters repeatedly to Hammersmith, which always struck me as rather a strange setting for so august a contest. You know the film, I'm sure, starring Dan Topolsky or his alter ego.
Danny Kerr-Challenge.
Repetition of or.
We can't have too many oars in the show. We've gone far enough already. Jenny, yes, he did repeat or too often. 16 seconds, boat race, starting now.
Boat race is obviously Cockney rhyming slang for face. In the 70s, there was a pop song that went, nice legs, shame about the boat race, which was, ha-ha, very funny, until people sang it in your face when you walked past the disco.
Repetition of ha, I'm afraid. So, Kit, you got back in 7 seconds, boat race starting now.
There's a magnificent scene at the end of Zuleika Dobson, Max Beerbohm's great novella about this fantastic university where the entire undergraduate population commit lemming-like suicide.
So, Kit Hesse-Scar been going with style on boat race, having lost his way at the beginning. When with his erotic images he created there, I'll never look at the boat race again in quite the same light. And kept going, of course, to the whistle when gained that extra point. He's now 1 point ahead of Jenny Clare in second place, so he's in the lead, and Jenny, it's your turn to begin. And the subject is focus groups. Can you tell us something about that weird subject starting now?
Focus groups are the scourge of the late 20th century, made up by mealy-mouthed, spineless middle management who... I don't know anything about them, Chris.
Kit, you challenge
Sorry,
first.
No, she collapsed again.
I know. 52 seconds. Yes. Focus groups, Kit, starting now.
They're so ghastly, I can't even bear to talk about them.
Peter, you challenge.
Well, if he can't bear to talk about them, I'll try.
Well, it was certainly hesitation, Peter. So the 49 seconds, can you tell us something about focus groups starting now?
They're groups of people from all walks of life who are gathered together by our Prime Minister very often, who put some question to them, what do you think I should do, or the rest of the Cabinet should do?
Jenny said, yes.
To-dos.
They were doing too much, I'm afraid.
To-dos. Yes.
To-dos.
And Jenny, you've got in focus groups, the subject you don't want. 36 seconds starting now.
So you never had focus groups in the olden days to get some fat old bloke smoking his cigar with a secretary on his knee, barking out orders. I blame New Labour, I actually do. It's all this, I want approval. It's really pathetic, isn't it? I don't know. Please, somebody, save me. Is there anyone in the audience?
Stephen, you've challenged.
I don't want it either.
But you want it. I mean,
yeah, I'll take it. I can do it. How many seconds have I got left?
Not you got it. There are available 17 seconds. Focus group, Stephen, starting now.
Welcome to them.
Focus groups. Blur are not a focus group. Obviously, by the name, that makes sure they're a group and they're not in focus. It's a joke. I said it. That's the sort of thing I do. There was a group in the late 70s called Focus. They were Greek, I think.
Peter Jones challenge.
He hesitated before he said Greek.
I know he did, Peter. But you say as if I wasn't going to agree with you. 6 seconds, Peter.
I never know.
Focus group is with you starting now.
The old focus at home. That's what they call them at Downing Street. And they get all these ridiculous people together.
So Peter Jones was again speaking to Whistle Wayne, gained that extra point for doing so. He's in third place, only just behind Jenny Eclair. And 1 point ahead of Jenny is Kit Hesse-Scar, our leader. Stephen is trailing a little, and whose turn is to begin? It's Peter, it's your turn to begin.
Oh.
And yes, it is, definitely. And the subject is a special skill. Tell us something about that in just a minute, if you can, starting now.
I think juggling is a very special skill. And the masters of that skill are, in my mind, W.C. Fields and a man called Monsieur Eddie Gray, who was the 7th member of the famous Crazy Gang. There was also a man called Don Murray from Australia. and he was able to juggle while he was riding a unicycle. And he could put six saucers and...
Oh, Jenny, yes.
He hesitated.
I know, it was so...
It was beautiful, but...
I know, it's giving us a dissertation on the oval arms of the world. Right. Yeah. Jenny, you've got in with 30 seconds to tell us something about a special skill starting now.
My old special skill used to be the ability to pick a credit card up off the floor using just my teeth, hands tied behind my back. However, unfortunately, these days can't do it anymore and all I can do is dribble in bed. I knew a girl...
So she ummed. I'm sorry.
I don't think it was a real hesitation.
Give it to her.
I think it was a sort of elision of speech. Jenny, a special skill. 17 seconds available starting now.
I knew a girl called Shona Norris. She could draw horses' heads. That was her special skill. Another girl called Anne Robertson could burn.
Stephen Frost. Another
girl. There were two of them.
Stephen, you've got him with 11 seconds on this subject of special skills starting now.
When I'm in the supermarket, old ladies come up to me and said, could you hand down that carton off the top shelf for me, please? That's my special skill because I'm so tall. I'm hanging around in these shops where people want things to buy and...
So Stephen got points in that round, including one for speaking as the whistle went, so he's now equal Peter Jones in third place behind the other two. And Stephen, it's your turn to begin. And the subject is The Life I Wish I Had Led. Can you tell us something about that involved subject? 60 seconds as usual, starting now.
The life I wish I had led was that of a swashbuckler, a pirate on the high seas, fighting across the water, getting treasure wherever he went, killing people so that you would make more money from them as if you had an ordinary job. For me, this would be great. Out there under the blue skies, the wind blowing in my hair, of course.
Jenny Eclair, Charles.
Well, he hasn't got any.
No, I think, actually, Jane, to be fair... You see, this was his image of what life he wished he'd led.
Of course, yes.
And if he'd led that life and it's a wish fulfillment, he would have had the hair as well, wouldn't he? So, 40 seconds. Stephen, I disagree with the challenge. The life I wish I had led starting now.
Then I'd drop my anchor in some Caribbean port and go ashore and then spend everything I'd got, my ill-getting gains, on rum.
Ill-getting gains. Slight deviation from English as we understand it, actually.
That's how pirates say it. I got some ill-getting gains. They'll say, I've got some ill-gotten gains. I'm a pirate, do they? They'd be pirates, then, would they?
Are you giving an impossible decision? But I think I give you the benefit of the doubt. Kit, I'm say 32 seconds. The life I wish I'd led starting now.
I rather wish I'd been the Emperor Caligula, decadent, depraved, debauched, vicious, brutal, ransacking the treasury.
Stephen Frost, Charles.
Deviation, he is.
So we give Stephen a bonus point because the audience seemed to appreciate his particular joke, but Kit gets a point for being interrupted. He keeps the subject 25 seconds, the life I wish I'd led, Kit, starting now.
Enjoying long hours of fathomless sexual debauchery, but if I had had a decent focus group, I could have gone to somebody like Alistair Campbell and say, tell them I'm a nice person who's sweet to his horse, and posterity would have thought differently of me. There might be a university named after me. Or not.
Jenny Eclair, Jenny.
Hesitation and repetition of me.
It does bring out all the best in them, doesn't it, this show? Jenny, a correct challenge, 5 seconds, the life I wish I'd led starting now.
The life I wish I'd led was a glamorous life full of getting engaged on balconies while pianos tinkled in the background.
So, Jenny Eclair was speaking as the whistle went, which is slowly deteriorating, the whistle sound. And it's nothing to do with Jane Gibson, by the way. I think it's a BBC whistle that's got a damp P in its core. And Jenny, you are still in the lead, just one ahead of Kit, and three or four ahead of Stephen Frost and Peter Jones. And Kit Hesketh-Harvey, your turn to begin. The subject, rhyming couplets. Talk on it, 60 seconds, starting now.
When I gaze at Stephen Frost, he flex his pecs, and I am lost. Look again at Miss Eclair. By Jove, she's got a lovely pear humble recipe. Even Peter Jones, there's still some flesh on them old bones. But when I look at Nicholas Parsons, all I see is a right royal are some examples of the rhyming couplets which daily I put and the winners waiting for the day when Prime Minister Blair will put me on the shoulder and say, be poet laureate, because we need one. Pam Ayres can't do it. She's a woman. Tony Harrison is too talented. Andrew Motion really wants the gig, but the thought of no state occasion passing without a motion to go with it is...
Jenny, you challenge.
Did you say two motions?
I know, and it went for 53 seconds.
Yeah, no.
Do rhyming couplets off the top of your head that and keep going. I mean, that really was well over and above the call of duty within the confines of this show. And then he loses the subject and then he gets a point. Has 7 say. I think we give him a bonus point for the rhyming couplets. Jenny has a point for a correct challenge. 7 seconds available. Rhyming couplet starting now.
1, 2, buckle my shoe. 3, 4, knock at the door. 5, 6, pick up sticks. 7, 8, lady spray.
It was a much easier way, wasn't it, kid? And she going for 7 seconds to get an extra point for speaking as the whistle went and has increased her lead at the end of the round. And, Jenny, it's your turn to begin. The subject, a mug's game. Tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now.
Every job I've ever done has been in mug.
Kit.
Sorry, hesitation.
It was a hesitation. 57 seconds, a mug's game, Kit, starting now.
I'm particularly fond of those mugs which show a diaphanously clad nymphette in the later stages of arousal, but covered with a veil of discretion, which, however, when you fill it with hot water, miraculously disappears, and lo, there she is, clad as nature intended in all her glory. I play this game for hours and hours, 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 hours.
Stephen Frost, your challenge.
Hours and hours.
37 seconds, a mug's game with you, Stephen, starting now.
All kinds of mug's games. Playing chess with teacups is not one of them. Gambling is a mug's game. I gamble myself.
And so, Peter, you challenged.
Yes. He said,
And also repeated gamble.
Yes, gamble.
Gamble, right. 29 seconds, Peter. A mug's game, starting now.
Well, I agree that gambling is probably a mug's game because only the tote or the bookmakers seem to win in the end if you go on long enough. And I never have. But I've nothing much to say, really, about this subject.
You want to stop now, are you?
A dignified stop rather than a hesitation.
So nobody's going to challenge you. Well, have I got to finish the subject then?
Why not? Very good.
Some people could describe it as a mug's game to take on the chairmanship of Just a Minute and have 4 talented, highly diverse, intelligent people taking the mickey out of you the whole time, putting you down, being the fool guy. But as a good straight man in show business, I throw out the cues and the lines. Who challenged me?
Straight man.
I was speaking professionally. My private life doesn't come into this in any way. Right, what is the situation as we go into the last round? Well, Jenny is just in the lead, only 1 point ahead of Kit Hesketh-Harvey. And then just a few points behind is Stephen Frost and Peter Jones in that order. And Peter, it's your turn to begin. And the subject is the hardest lesson of all. And there are 60 seconds as usual, starting now.
I suppose the hardest lesson of all to learn is when to stop or leave the party. Say goodbye, farewell, and thank you very much indeed. And not everybody present knows this lesson, has learned it. For instance...
Jenny, you challenge.
He hesitated.
There was a definite yes. Jenny, another point to you. You're equal with... no, you're not. You went ahead further ahead now, aren't you? 42 seconds. The hardest lesson of all, starting now.
The hardest lesson of all is double maths on a Friday afternoon. Sitting in that sweaty...
Stephen Frost challenge.
Repetition, maths, she had double maths. It's the only way I'm going to get any points on this.
Stephen, those sort of remarks get you bonus points. The audience love it. Right. Another point to Stephen. Jenny carries on, and there are 36 seconds. The hardest lesson of all, starting now.
Sitting in that stale, fart-smelling room, thinking, what is P R over 3 times pi squared? I don't know. I just want to get ready to go to the disco, for heaven's sake. So boring, maths. The other...
Kit Hesketh-Harvey.
Maths, repeating.
Maths, yes. Double maths before.
I also got a bit dull.
Yeah, but you can't be challenged for that. I mean...
I should do.
No, you can never be dull, Jenny. Right. Kit, you've got in with a correct challenge. 24 seconds available. The hardest lesson of all, starting now.
Deuteronomy has got some real beasts in it. Not only genealogical tables which go on eternally, but a tricky passage about sucking pigs, which, if you've got an old Bible in which the S's are printed as F's, can be a minefield for anybody reading the lesson in a cathedral or place of worship. I had a lovely old canon, Ball, he was called, in my cathedral. I've said cathedral.
No, Jenny got in with half a second ago. You shouldn't have drawn attention to his kick. So, Jenny, he repeated cathedral. You got in half a second ago. Another point, half a second. The hardest lesson of all, starting now.
The hardest lesson of all.
It just remains for me to give you the final sort of round-up as regards the points that were won and lost and gained and so forth. And Peter Jones has given such value over the years, came only just in fourth place behind Stephen Frost. And then Kit Hesketh-Harvey, with all his dubious thoughts and entertaining ideas and insults to the chairman as well, came in second place. But 4 points ahead of him, out in the lead, was the lady who did so well last time, has come back to triumph, undoubtedly ahead of all the others. Jenny Eclair, the winner. Popular winner. They're probably getting their notebooks out now and going to ask her to come and address the union to some particular point. Yes, probably on double maths or something. But anyway, it remains for me to say, to thank these four talented players of the game, Jenny Eclair, Kit Hesketh-Harvey, Peter Jones and Stephen Frost. I thank Jane Gibson for keeping the score for me so magnificently and delicately blowing her whistle there. We thank Chris Neal, our producer and director, for keeping us all in order and running the show so well. And, of course, Ian Mester, who created Just a Minute. And particularly, we thank this audience here at the Oxford Union who've come from all the different colleges and the byways of this great city of dreaming spires to egg us on our way and enjoy us. We have been a wonderful, warm, vociferous audience, which we love. Thank you, and from me, Nicholas Parsons, to all of them and to our listeners. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you enjoy the show. We'll be with us next time we take the air and play Just a Minute. Till then, goodbye.
And there's more from Just a Minute at the same time next week.